you're having a conversation with someone, and you know that the day beforehand you backed your car into the garage door and dented your fender and no one knew about it, and someone the next day comes up to you and says, "Oh, how's your fender that you dented when you hit the garage door?" I mean, what's your reaction going to be? And it's like, oh my gosh. I cannot underestimate here the invasive nature of this technology. Every thought that you have, every thought, and I'm not just talking what you're thinking at the time, but accessing memories and events, and I mean all of our experiences that we have stored in us from the day we're born onwards, and even goes back prior to that, which I'll get into in the second half of the lecture. But all the experiences that we have ever had, every word that everyone has ever spoken to us, is all embedded into the deep unconscious mind, and reverse speech can access that. I developed some fairly substantial questioning techniques for actually accessing that information. And it goes even deeper than that. Not just information that you know, but information that has been handed on to you. I remember an instance, I was doing some session work with a woman, and I was doing a tape, and I found very detailed reversals on her that talked about the affair that her husband was having. And we talked about reversals, and she was quite shocked. She had no knowledge of this, and she vehemently denied it. But she went home that night and confronted her husband. The husband broke down and confessed. How did she know? Because he had been telling her backwards for months about the affair, and was all embedded in her collective unconscious. And let me give you an example of this happening. You cannot underestimate the depth that this technology goes to. You really can't. On the deeper levels, the well-known psychologist Carl Jung theorized about the existence of a collective unconscious that buried deep in the consciousness of mankind exists a record of all events in recorded history. And prior to that, some people call it the Akashic Records. That is what reverse speech gets down to. It gets down to the totality of human knowledge and human experience. It talks about the other senses of mankind that we have not yet got access to. Reverse speech tells us about those senses and how they work, how we can utilize them. I want to give you an example. This is a TV interview I did in Australia. The reporter came to me and he wanted to test reverse speech. So he deliberately lied about his age to me, hoping that I would find out his real age. So let me run this recording forward and you'll see what happened.
If you were delivering pre-prepared story, you would predetermine what you're going to say. You'd write your own script like an actor would, basically. Well, I want to say something here quite categorically. I am 32 years of age, and I'll keep on saying I'm 32 years of age, 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 I am 32 years of age. Now, I've been talking for longer than 15 seconds. I am 32 years of age. If I've been saying the same thing, I'd be interested to see what comes out.
Keep on talking
about it.
Okay. About something else.
Okay. Okay, we'll stop there. Okay. So you can hear what he said. I'm 32 years of age, I'm 32 years of age. Okay, I want to play a reversal on him first.
A transcript like an actor would, basically.
Okay, this happened before. He said his test, and the reversal is 37, it came up. It's very faint. Do you hear that? And once more. You don't have the significance of it yet. I'm sort of leaving you in suspense. Okay. Now, right at the very end of the tape, there's a reversal on me. And reversal says, now you're 37. You hear that? And once more. Now, the most amazing thing here is, though, I didn't know his age. I had no idea he was 37 years of age. And when we're running the tape backwards, when the reporter was there, I was running the tape straight backwards, and the very first reversal I heard was on me. that said, now you're 37. It freaked me out. I didn't know he was 37. How did I know? He told me. He told me backwards. 37, it came up. I hear it. It becomes part of my collective knowledge. And then I deliver it back to him in the form of another speech reversal. Since I've been lecturing to you tonight, I have told you intimate details about my life. I have told you what I did last week. I've told you what I'm going to do next week. I've told you about my fears and my paranoias and my aspirations. How have I told that to you? In reverse. Or you are, as I'm speaking to you now, you are constantly being bombarded with who I am. And it's affecting you at the very deep level. Every time you listen to TV, every time you listen to radio, what you are hearing 5% of the conversation. The vast majority of all communication is happening on the unconscious level. 95% of the human mind is below consciousness. And that 95% is speaking in reverse. And that is the part that is affecting you the most. That is the part that causes your decisions, your behavior, your actions. Okay, how are we going so far?
Good.
Quite an amazing. And I'm just touching the tip of the iceberg here, and I think already I've gone deeper than I do on my radio programs. This is, you cannot underestimate the tremendous power of this technology and the whole implications of it. It will change the course of history. There is no doubt in my mind about it. And those people who discovered this tech, we have been looking for this for centuries. This is what philosophers are looking for. This is what our religious leaders are looking for. We're all looking for a way to get in. We're looking to access the divine. And let me talk. I say publicly, this is the unconscious mind speaking. I'm really downplaying it. It's not just, well, the question is, what is the unconscious? It's what is speaking in reverse is our spirit and our souls. It is the real essence of us crying and calling to be heard. One of my students wrote this beautiful thing once. She said, I can't remember the actual quote now, but it was, it is a quiet, small, still voice within, crying to be heard. It is our spirit calling us back home. It is the way back to God. It really, really, really is. It accesses all secrets, all mysteries. It tells us how our creation works. It tells us how light speed works. It tells us how time travel works. All mysteries are inside the human mind. The human mind knows all, and over the years we have lost, over the centuries we have lost access to that. How have we lost access? Because we've learned how to lie, we've learned how to deceive, we've learned how to withhold the truth, not just from those we talk to, but from ourselves. We have learned to present a false front and a false demeanor to the whole world. And what that has cost us dearly. You cannot imagine the price that we have paid for spin and bullshit and denial. And it has caused us to lose contact with our spirits, with our soul, and with God. And reverse speech has come now in this point of history to bring us back home again. You know, where Jesus says in the last days, every secret hidden in the heart of man will be shouted from the highest mountaintops. That time is here now. This is it. You are seeing the birth of the change of history. We had a question up there. Oh, sure. Absolutely correct. Yeah, this has come out now to reverse that curse, to force us to come back home again. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't know how to specifically answer your question except to say yes. You know, it's the voice of the heart that God listens to, and that's very clear throughout all religious writings. Our told the mouth, so does the heart speak. And it's not speaking forwards, guys. That's a lie. The truth is backwards. Yes?
Have you ever done education for people who have past life regressions?
Yes, I have. Do we have any regressionist people in the room? Because if I do, you're not going to like my answer. Yes, I have, quite a lot. Reverse speech does not confirm or deny the existence of past lives. What it does say is don't explore it, don't go there. Don't access the metaphors of the past. I've got very strong warnings not to do that. Reverse speech says that is keeping our planet in chains. And I'm sorry if there's any past life regressionist people here, but that's what it says. It says, don't go there, do not do it. And every case I have looked at, that's what it says. Yeah?
Have you done any work on the Senate committing hearings in the last minute?
No, I have not. The problem is there is so much work to do, and I'm just one man.
On the other question, too, you may have.
Yeah, I can see it.
10,000 words, and you just come out with one or two words.
Sorry?
So it's so much work involved. Say I read this.
Right.
And then you analyze it, and it may be just two words in there that's my subconscious.
Oh, no, it's happening more frequently than that. You know, reversals are happening, you know, once every 5 or 10 seconds of speech. It's constantly throughout language. If it was just scattered here and there, it wouldn't be anywhere near as significant as what it is. Hang on, this man up there has had his hand up for a while.
You mentioned about right brain. Have you done anything with split brain research where someone has actually been split brain where they can't access one or the other and see how that turns out?
I've done none in that area at all. I've been trying to get the academic community to pick up this and run with it forever.
That would be really interesting.
Oh, it'd be fascinating stuff. Yeah. Yeah. What we do know is that the more right brain speech becomes, in other words, the more emotional or expression or creative becomes, the greater is the reversals. In a heated argument, for example, you'll get reversals once every 2 or 3 seconds. In a public speech where someone's reading a prepared text, they're very much in the left brain, reversals will drop off to be maybe once every 30 or 40 seconds. So we know that as speech becomes more right brain, then the reversals increase both in frequency and clarity. Yeah.
This raises the question, someone knowing that the reverse speech is in the hood mastered in some way and then self and then the guilt?
The answer to that is yes. You can reduce the frequency of reversals. If I am to take great control over my speech and speak very meticulously, making sure I've rehearsed it beforehand many times, you can drop the reversals down substantially. You cannot change their message. You cannot get them to lie. I've never yet got them to lie. You can also, in the forms of hypnosis, gain some temporary control over them and get them to direct a specific theme only. Once again, you can't get it to lie, but you can get it to only concentrate on one thing. Like if you're a criminal being investigated by the police, for example, you've done the crime, that's the last thing you want to have coming out, and you can make the reversals talk about your golf game last week. I'm not going to teach publicly how that's done. I teach that in my second year class, but you can gain control over them. You can also hear them consciously too. There are ways, once again, under forms of hypnosis, to instruct the mind to the unconscious mind to deliver the conscious mind the message of reversals. So I've been doing this for 14 years. I've done a hell of a lot of work on it. Yeah.
I wanted to say what you just said about not trying to go back in past lives,
right?
Because I feel like maybe it's what you said. Collective consciousness down through the ages, because I've had a lot of feelings that I can't place in this lifetime. But one time, one of the experiments I did was, I thought, you know, if I'd lived in the last few centuries, I started out with 1500, then I went to 1539 at random. And the first time that the first break in just the words of the years was, and now the Quonset Hut years. I have this building. I went there in 88. Came out, I answer, but it's not good. That's what it said.
I answer, but it's not good.
Right, exactly what you said.
Right.
It's on tape.
Yeah. There's been, some of my students have challenged me on that, where the reverse speech really says don't go back and look at it. And I've had some pretty violent reactions to that, especially in a group of people who are practicing reincarnationists. But every student who's gone to look at it has found the same thing too. Reversals are constantly saying do not go there, because what you are doing is you are bringing to the present the dysfunctions of the past. Because, what do people do regression for? They go back to correct the problems of the past. Unless you know what you're doing, you're going to bring them back up to the forefront again. That's why we're in constant loops. We're looping as a race. We're looping around and around and around. We're trying to fix that, and we're not moving forward. So. Okay, one last question, then I'll keep on going.
David, is it possible to use reverse speech as a transparent window, so to speak, to get through someone's own psyche into a written text by having them read that text? Or does it only bring you back into the mind of the individual who's reading?
It's only going to bring you back to the mind of the individual who's reading. Reverse speech is not formed so much by the words, but it's the sounds of speech. It is possible to, we've managed, you can approximately reduplicate the reversals if you can repeat the sentence exactly the way the person said it, but that's really tough. And, two people can say exactly the same sentence and you're going to get completely different reversals. So you can't read the Gettysburg Address or the Gospel according to Matthew and find out what Jesus was really thinking, because it's your reactions to those words that you're going to get rather than the words themselves. So. Okay, how are we going, guys? Alright, let me just cover some of the other theoretical aspects of reverse speech. We've got till 10 o'clock, is that correct, or is it, we've got till 11, okay, well, I'll go till about 10:30, and then we'll break for it. Sorry? Yeah, I'll have a break, we'll break in about half an hour, for 10 minutes or so, and then come back again, my voice will be getting hoarse by then. Okay, let me see, oh, look, I know what I'm going to do before I move on to that. We'll just look at some of the other aspects in law enforcement. I was on the Geraldo Rivera show on Tuesday. They taped it for a December 26th airing. I didn't talk long. I was part of a large panel. I think I talked for about a few minutes and introduced the whole concept of reverse speech. Geraldo was very, very skeptical until he heard this. And actually, it was quite amazing. When I played the reversals, the whole, you watched the TV program, the whole audience went into uproar. It was the most amazing thing. So here we have Patsy Rams. Oh, for those of you who don't know, JonBenet Ramsey, a little six-year-old girl who was murdered in the Boulder, Colorado. The case is still unsolved after a year. Many people suspect the parents of being involved. Here's Patsy Ramsey on CNN, and she's talking about the case, and she's saying she feels there's at least two people out there who know who knows who did this.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this, and that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
And backwards, she tells us who the person is. I'm that person. Geraldo, you watch his face when you see it.
I'm different.
Did you all hear that?
I'm different.
Yeah. Pretty clear. And let's have a look at a couple others. This is the dad. Which one am I going to pull up? We'll just see what I got here. Let's have a look. Okay, here's Dad making a classic statement. This statement reminds me of O.J. Simpson. I'm going to search forever until the killers are found.
Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey, what do you want to say to the killer of your daughter?
We'll find you. We will find you. I have that as a sole mission for the rest of my life.
Hang on. I got problems. My screen is just gone. Wow. Man, this is tough. I can barely see it. Okay, reversal, we now fool you.
We now fool you.
We now fool you.
You hear that?
We now fool you.
Okay, and let me get into some of the show you some of the deeper aspects too on the Ramses. And one thing that reverse speech does is it'll access unconscious feelings and thoughts and attitudes. And here we have John Ramsey. He's talking about all the support that they have gotten. And he spends some, I don't have this section on tape, but he talks about a conversation he's had with a little girl. He's been corresponding with a little girl for quite some time, who's sent him letters of condolences about the death of JonBenet. And then he goes on and talks about all the support that he's been receiving.
This has been wonderful. So we've come out of this perhaps differently than you would expect in believing that there really is a lot of goodness in the world. And that's been an outcome that I think we certainly wouldn't have anticipated with this kind of tragedy.
Okay, so what happens? He's just talking about this little girl, and he goes on and talks about this. But as he talks about this, he's accessing unconsciously his attitudes towards little kids. And backwards, he says, this is actually quite a long reversal, nice little girl, then there's a little bit of gym, followed by, let me look, let me nurse you, you get down on my fire. Who's getting chills down their spine listening to that? Quite an amazing reversal. Okay.
Strange, I can hear this one at the slow speed best, but all of the others, even on the radio for the past year.
Right.
At the normal
speed. That's a very long reversal, too.
And so it's best at low.
Yeah.
Slow.
Could that be because he's suppressing it
somewhere? I never thought about that. Interesting question. Yeah, I would. That's a very logical way to think about it. Sure. Sure.
But is that because he is suppressing it somehow?
Wow, we're going to just get through tonight. All right, let me just discuss some of the other theoretical aspects of this. One of the things I've noticed about reverse speech is that all thought and feeling and words are all formulated in the unconscious mind long before they become conscious. It's very common in reverse speech to hear something spoken backwards before it's spoken forwards. And I want to give you an example of this. I'm going to play the reversal. This is actually a very clear reversal. You should better hear this without being prompted. And so I'm going to play the reversal. And I want you to listen to this. Tell me what you're hearing. And then I'll get into the whole example.
I have an older sister.
What have you got there?
I have an older sister.
Exactly what it says. Exactly correct. Let me run it again.
I have an older sister.
Okay. Right. That reversal occurred on an Australian man who's being interviewed on TV, and he's talking about how at the age of 35 years of age, he suddenly discovered he had a whole extended family that he didn't know he had. So let me continue.
And I was about 30, 35 when I found out that my father was alive.
How did you find out?
It was just through word of mouth.
And where he said it was just through word of mouth, he says, I have an older sister. And then he continues on talking, and then starts talking about his older sister.
Talking a different one.
Something was said to you, was it?
Yeah, I just talked a different way about it, because I was sort of trying to trace a sister. One of your sisters.
So you found out that you had sisters and brothers.
Yeah, only all along I had one sister.
Okay, so that's a very simple example. He mentions it backwards before he speaks about it forwards. This extends out quite dramatically. This example was only just a few seconds before. But on occasion you can find reversals a few minutes before, a few hours before, a few days before, even a few weeks before. And there's a whole category of reversals that I have entitled future tense reversals, where people are talking and discussing and planning their life, what they will be doing in a month, even up to 6 months ahead. And in the 14 years I've been doing this, this has never proven wrong. We are planning our lives out long before we live them. We are talking about Susan Jones, who we're going to meet 4 weeks from now and marry 3 months later, backwards before we've even met them forwards. And reverse speech, when you get into some of the deeper aspects, it crosses the whole barriers of time and dimension. And inside the consciousness, all events are happening now. And you can actually access that in reverse. Fascinating stuff. And there's a case I'm thinking of right at the top of my head. A client came to see me. We were doing session work, and I was mapping out I'll get into the second hour. I've developed a whole therapeutic process using reverse speech. When I'm taking clients through therapy, I perform hypnosis on them, and the trances I map out are based on their speech reversals. I use people's reversals to affect the healing process. So I was doing a trance on this woman, and then one of the images of the trance, she was walking along a narrow path in a swamp, and she heard a howl of a wolf calling her to the other side, a fairly standard trance image. And when I gave her that image under trance, this woman visibly shook, and obviously didn't want to interrupt the trance, find out what was going on. But when she came out, she told me why she shook so much. 2 days before she came to see me for the trance, and this was a week before I did the reversals that I based the trance on, she was driving along the freeway, and she had this overwhelming urge to hop off the next exit. So she hopped off the next exit, and she was driving on a small country road. She saw a swamp. She hopped out of the car, walked on a path in the swamp, and saw a sign on the path that said Howl, H-O-W-L. So she'd actually lived the trance image before I'd given it to her, and that was based on reversals I found on her a week beforehand. Has anyone heard of synchronicity, coincidences coming together, our lives being molded in a very tapestry-like fashion? Reverse speech shows us exactly how that happens. The unconscious is living and experiencing events long before they happen to us. Deja vu. Classic example. Deja vu. And when you get down to the very deeper aspects of reverse speech, I believe that reverse speech is not just predicting the future, but it's actually creating it and getting into rapport with it. The thoughts of our mind actually affect physical reality and the world in which we live. I see this once again every week in my session work with my clients' reversals. I'll see something backwards, and it subsequently plays itself out in their lives hours, days, weeks, even months later. Yeah.
Just if I want to record my own voice and find out what I might be thinking subconsciously, how would I do that?
How would you?
Is it difficult to do that, or just talk normally about anything?
Oh, well, that gets down into the practicalities of reverse speech. All right, well, let's cover that briefly. It's a lot harder to do than what it appears to be. The examples I'm playing you now, I've chosen them deliberately. They're very clear reversals. They've been prepared. I've taken the gibberish out. But when you're actually doing it in practice, it's tough, because you're running a tape in reverse, and you've got all this sea of gibberish, and mix in amongst that every so often these very clear phrases. We sell the machines to do it. This is a new machine we've got out, by the way. We're selling them up there. It's just a standard tape player. It takes me a good 6 to 12 months to train someone to proficiency in how to do this, and that's if they do it at least 15 to 20 hours a week. And you're going to hear something initially when you run it back here. Let me see what I got here. I'm going to tape it here now. Let's show you it happening to you live. Here we just go straight backwards.
Now,
did you hear anything intelligent there?
Ask yourself.
Why, you heard it yourself. Oh, my God.
That was twice.
That was very good. It actually says reverse yourself. And it's me. I'm just...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hello, test. Hello, test. Hello, test. Hello, test. Test, Dilla. Reverse
yourself.
7. Hello, test. Hello. Ask yourself.
Now, that's actually quite amazing, because I hadn't planned on doing this. I don't do live analysis anymore, and I wasn't. But obviously, I had, because it says reverse yourself, and I just went and did it. And this is a classic illustration of what I've just been saying here. I had decided beforehand on an unconscious level to actually do this. Well, I'd actually set it up, but I wasn't going to. I just don't do public demonstrations anymore. The last time I did it, not in a lecture, the last time I did a public... I used to do it every lecture I did many years ago. I'd get volunteers up from the audience, and I'd give strong warnings beforehand. If you've got anything to hide, do not come up front. But people didn't take me seriously, and I had some pretty embarrassing things happen. But the last one was a man was in the audience with his wife and a couple of his friends, and he came up front fairly cocky, didn't believe this, and was going to expose me as a fraud. He actually said that coming up, and we reversed it and found some very clear reversals that talked about his affair with his male friend who was sitting next to his wife, and it was stunningly clear reversals, and he just went bright red with embarrassment and left the room immediately along with his wife, and it caused some major turmoil. And so since that time I do not do what I just did, because you never know what you're going to get, you know. So. Okay, we've got about 10 minutes before the break. What are we going to do? We're going to look at TWA 800, okay? We're going to break momentarily and look at something real. Well, actually, all this is real, but something that's going on right now. About 3 weeks ago, after many, many requests, I finally decided to do analysis of TWA 800. There was a press conference by the FBI, and they were talking about pulling out of the investigation. I've got about 10 reversals to play all in a row. They pretty much speak for themselves. In the analysis I've done with public officials since I've been in the United States, to say that I'm horrified is really an understatement of the year. George Orwell wrote a book called 1984 talking about Big Brother, and actually the fascinating thing, his original title was 1948, and he reversed it to 1984, which I find quite fascinating. And he talked about Big Brother. And Americans all breathed a sigh of relief when 1984 came around. There was no Big Brother. Guess what? That ain't true. Big Brother is around and alive and real, and there is a whole nother reality that's going on under the scene that is devastating, 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 devastating. I am horrified at what I'm finding in public officials. TWA 800 being a classic example of this. Oh, well, hang on. Sorry. Okay, we'll try this again.
Law enforcement's team disengagement at this time from the TWA investigation is based solely on the overwhelming absence of evidence indicating a crime.
And backwards he says, nervous, they're spying in my war. I want to play it, I want to discuss some of the significances.
Nervous and spying in my war. Nervous and spying in my war.
You hear that?
Nervous and spying in my war.
Okay, that's the very first reversal he delivers when he gets up to speak. That tells me a couple of things. For a start, he's aware he's being watched and listened to. He's nervous. He's being spied upon. What is the war he's talking about? I have numerous references from politicians all across the world. That's not true, not all across the board. Senator Clinton and some other high-ranking officials about war. I'm hearing war many times. I thought it was a metaphor at first, turmoil, a conflict. But I think there's actually a war of some description going on that the general public has absolutely no idea about. I don't really have enough. I don't have all the pieces pulled together yet to talk about it too much more than that. But the TWA-800 is a classic example of that. We're just going to continue playing these in a row. Here we have another one coming up. Just waiting for it to load.
The investigation I've just described to you was done primarily by the men and women of the Terrorist Task Force here in New York, augmented by many FBI agents from around the country and many others from this office.
Okay, it gives the impression that it was a very thorough investigation by a lot of people, but backwards he says, remember, they'll be lame. A lame ineffective.
Remember, they'll be lame. Remember, they'll be lame.
You hear that?
Remember, they'll be lame.
Okay, then he talks about some of the material and records that they've got throughout all of this. This reversal is so clear, I'm not going to even tell you what this one is. We'll pull this up now.
SAC Joe Canamessa, who so expertly ran the and coordinated all the activities on the ocean, the dive, the recovery of all the material.
This one's clear as anything. You tell me what this says.
We erased them. We erased them.
Exactly right, yeah. Here's an amusing reversal. I didn't play this on the Art Bell show. It's just a funny little thing. He's going through and praising all the agents and all the work that they've done, and he mentions them by name. Here's one he talks specifically about. I'm just pulling it up now.
Lieutenant John Howie, NYPD.
Okay, what does he think of this man? Here it is. It's just one word.
Idiot.
You got to be careful with this stuff, don't you? You really do. Okay. And here's another name he mentions. This name I don't like hearing on him. Where are we? I've had a lot of trouble over the years, and this reversal explains why.
It will demonstrate the extraordinary effort being made to conduct an objective and far-reaching examination.
The reversal says we're scared of the oats.
We're scared of the oats.
And I had a death threat a couple of weeks ago again, which is pretty annoying, to say the least. Annoying is probably an understatement. So this is our illustrious police force who uphold the law for all intents and purposes, except this reversal here says a little bit differently.
All of us want you to be here today to thank the men and women of the FBI.
Reversal says we don't serve the law.
We don't serve the law.
Okay, and here I just got two more reversals to play. This one here, I didn't know what it meant, but I had this explained to me when I was on Mason in the morning. And we're just pulling this up.
But if it does, we'll jump in there with both feet as quickly as possible. You flop the wing.
And as I was told, perhaps you'd like to tell the story. Up the back. Yeah. Essentially, what he said was there was an analysis of the record of the wreckage by General Benton K. Parton, who claimed that two missiles were shot at the plane and one of them impacted right at the base of the wing. Now, I want you to notice the words that they're using here. We flogged the wing. We don't serve the law. I mean, these are we. This is a collective we. And if there's any doubt whether it was an accident or a deliberate shoot-down, I think this next reversal here explains all of that. You know, I need to tell you, when I came out of the States, I was really a naive young Aussie, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I believe in the integrity of our government systems. I thought America was the greatest country on the, in the world, which it still is. I don't deny that. But I have learnt and I have seen and I've understood so much. There is just what we are seeing on the surface bears very little resemblance to what is really going on. We live in an illusion. We live in a false society that's deliberately projected upon us.
We felt the necessity to stand up here and talk about what we did.
And what did they do? Backwards it says, we assassined it.
The assassin.
It's the we again. I don't know who the collective we is. I would agree with that. There is so much evidence in reverse about that. You know, when Bill Clinton talks about they, you hear the word they in his reverses all the time. They said this. They told me to do that. You know, when he talks about the death of Vincent Foster, he talks with great regret that Foster was killed. He did not want him to be killed, but they did it to remain in power, is essentially what his reversals say. And, there is just, I don't even have the words to express my shock and my anger and my outrage and everything I'm finding in this. It has to change. I mean, we cannot continue living in this society. We are going downhill rapidly. Somehow, something has to happen. And I believe that reverse speech can play a tremendous part in this. Imagine thousands, hundreds of thousands of people out there with machines, finding reversals, ringing your reporters, ringing the politician. We can start a groundswell of movement here. This has come to put the power back into the hands of the people again. Because truth is power. Truth is power. There is no doubt about that. And the government is not in truth. You can be. If we can look into our own faces again, come to the truth about us, and find the truth about them, and preach the truth, shout the truth from the highest mountaintops, we can do it. This is, reverse speak takes us beyond speculation and beyond conspiracy theories. This is their own voices in a technology that we can prove, that we can validate. We've got electroencephalograph testing that shows the brain clearly receiving and responding to speech reversals. Reversals have their own unique waveform signature that a computer can find. We've got programming in the developmental stages now that will, in a few months' time, be able to analyze the tape and find the reversals because they have a very unique waveform characteristic that we can find. Then the next step is to teach voice recognition technology to actually translate them. And I think in about 2 or 3 years from now, we can get a computer, plug in a tape, and come out an hour later with a transcript and all the reversals done. And then we're talking about real power. We can start a revolution, and the revolution can be one of truth. Truth is what is going to change our society, and reverse speech is here to bring us that truth. One last question, and then we'll break.
I just had the thought that you might be able to get to the point where you can hear an ongoing discussion and hear a feedback of the reversal team.
I would love to see that happen. Can you imagine the presidential debates in 2 years from now if we can get this accepted to that level? Here's what he said forwards, and then we'll have the reversal on the screen underneath. And now we have a whole new society on our hands. Alright, let's break for 10 minutes. I've got products up the back. If you want to get the machines, these are $225. But anyway, you can find out. That'll help you back there. Hi.
Yeah, my name is Roger White.
Your choice, and I'll autograph. And that's a 4-tape set of reversals. That's my first book I've written on reverse speaks. Okay, there you go. Congratulations. Yeah. And we have one more coming up. Dun dun dun. And this is Margaret Gahan in Shelton. Is that right? Who's that? Come up front. Hello. And we're going to pull a few more afterwards, all right? Okay. And you have a choice. You can have a four tape set or a book. Which one would you prefer?
I'll have the tape.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Cipher, the reverse speed, from Child's Play to the Navy's sonar team that identifies submarines by the different sound.
Oh, I'm sure they probably would, yeah. Well, I think that's a whole area that has to be developed yet. All right. Oh, my, that's embarrassing. Okay. I want to talk briefly about, I'm getting a lot of questions about training and correspondence courses and lectures and workshops, so we're going to cover that fairly briefly, actually a little bit more than briefly. A lot of people want to know whether we can do a workshop in Portland. The answer is yes. We have a flyer here for advertising a workshop. I just don't have a date. Now, so what I'm going to do, who would be interested in coming to a two-day workshop? Okay, so I'm going to set a date right now, okay? And, actually, I can't. This is my, does anyone have a 98 diary here?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, here we go. I've got my 98 diary right here. What I cover in the workshops is we will do some live up front demonstrations. You know, we'll get some people up front, some very game people who will tape you and we'll find the reversals. I'll get into the deeper aspects of reverse speech, some metaphors and stuff. We'll cover some, give some basic techniques on how to find them, what to watch out for. It's a very dynamic workshop and you'll thoroughly enjoy it. And, I have my year here, and I have a weekend.